所罗门王他所做的的书。
The book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon, the son of King David.
这应该是在所罗门王他年老的时候所做出的所写的作品。
And it should have been written at the old age of King Solomon.
因为它里面有很多的感叹。
For there's many sighs in the book.
虚空的虚空。
Vanity is vanity.
为什么会有这样子的一个感叹呢？
And why were there so much emotions in the book?
因为在所罗门王的一生当中，他追求了很多世上的享受，而且也得到了。
Because during the time of his kingdom, King Solomon has pursued a lot of worldly pleasure, and he has gained them all.
但是最后他发现说，其实得到神、敬畏神才是世上最重要的事情。
However, then eventually he realized.That receiving God or gaining God is the most important thing in the world.
所以他以一个前辈的身份写了传道书，为了要给后来的人看，能够得到些许智慧。
So as the senior, as the teacher, he wrote the book so that the people at later stage can learn from his wisdom.
让人来明白说要追求那永远不变的神。
So therefore, the man can learn from the God that's never changed.
而且要来了解到这世界的有限以及无奈。
And also to learn the limit of the world and also the vanity of this world.
好，对，好，我们今天是在传道书的第七章。
So tonight we are learning Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
那传道书第七章我们来做一些学习。
From this book, we can learn something.
好，这边第七章里面讲到了智慧人的心呢。
In this book, mentioned about the heart of the wise.
也就是说，一个智慧的人，他是怎么样来看世界的事情
？And that's how a wise man will see things of the world.
首先，虽然所罗门王在一生当中，他很多追求是世界上的享受。
So even though King Solomon has pursued lots of pleasures of this world,
然后他老的时候很后悔啊。
And he regretted much at his old age.
尤其在他一生当中做了一些偏离正路的事情。
Especially in his life, he has done many things that's going astray according to the
moral
code.
但是这不代表说所罗门王他不知道。
But it does not mean that Solomon was ignorant.
其实所罗门他做王的时候，神他祈求智慧，神也把智慧赐给他。
For when Solomon just became king, he asked God for the wisdom, and God also granted him this.
神把智慧赐给他，说：“在你以前，在你以后，没有像你的。”
And according to God, that his wisdom is beyond the past and the future.
那当然，所罗门他的智慧真的也是非常的大，能够用来。审判百姓，上知天文，下知地理。
And as we can see, the wisdom of Solomon was indeed great, and he was able to judge people and to talk about the heaven and the earth.
这个智慧既然是神所赐给他的，他也是有属灵的智慧。
And since this wisdom was given by God, he at the same time also had the spiritual wisdom.
所以所罗门王他知道什么是善，什么是恶，在神的眼中什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So therefore, he knew what was right and wrong, and in God's eye, what was righteous and what was wickedness.
但是他却没有办法做出来。
However, even so, he was not able to do the good deeds.
我想这个是所罗门他最大的无奈。
And this was the greatest regret of Solomon's life.
所以他今天借着传道书一直要来告诉我们的是，我们要追求这个智慧。
So according to the book of Ecclesiastes, he wanted to tell us that we should pursue after wisdom.
但是我们不只要追求，我们要把握住，而且要活在这个智慧的话当中。
And we not only to pursue, but we also need to hold the opportunity and to live in the word of wisdom.
虽然他失败了
，even though he failed，
虽然他的一生最后是虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Even though the end of his life was vanity is vanity.
但是他希望我们后来的人不要走上这条虚空的道路。
But he hoped that in the future for us not to walk the same path as he.
我们看第七章。
Let's look at chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节哈，名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth.
哦，第一句话说到名誉强如美好的膏油。
And then the first sentence mentioned a good name is better than the precious ointment.
哦，中文比较强如，应该是就是。名誉比美好的膏油更加的好，更加的宝贵。
So this is a comparison saying that a good name is far better than and more precious than the ointment.
哦，膏油是用来做什么的呢
？What is ointment for？
哦，在古代，膏油是用来打扮自己的。
In the olden days, ointment is used to decorate oneself.
哦，尤其是真拿达香膏，我们在新约的时候有看到。
Especially the precious the ointment,
pure nard. 哦，那是用是特别存钱，然后买下来用在婚礼的时候要来放在自己的身上。
So this ointment was prepared for the wedding time and to pour on the lady.
哦，然后它会让一个人很香啊。
So then the person will smell really good.
好，这是一个让一种装扮，让人想要来亲近他，在他身边觉得很舒服、很舒适。
So this is a decoration so that people around him or her will feel very good and will like the smell.
对，这个是美好的膏油。
And so this is a precious ointment.
好，但是这边告诉我们，有一个比美好的膏油更加的棒。
However, here the Bible tells us there's something even better than this precious ointment.
就是有一个好的名誉。
And it is to have a good name.
哦，也就是说有一个好的表现，好的行为。
And this is to means to have a good deed and to do a good work.
没错，我们来看哥林多后书。
Let's read Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthian,
哥林多后书的第二章
Second Corinthian chapter 2,
二章十四节到第十五节
verse 14 to 15.
哥林多后书第二章十四节
Second Corinthian chapter 2, verse 14.
感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
Verse 14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place.
哦，在这边看到，我们如果行在神的话语当中，顺服神的带领，就能够过着一个得胜的人生。
Here the Bible tells us we can live in the word of God and also obey His commandment, then we can live a life of triumph.
打败这些是肉体上的私欲。
And we can defeat the worldly pleasure.
战胜眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲。
So that we can defeat the fleshy desire, desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and also the pride of life.
好，因着认识耶稣基督
through knowing Lord Jesus,
就是说有得救福音的知识
so that we have the knowledge of the salvation gospel.
我们会有一个香气啊
so that we shall have the fragrance in us.
好，第十五节
verse 14,
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上都有基督馨香之气。
Verse 15, For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
好，在中文这边比较难明白，如果我们看英文，它就非常的清楚说，我们不论在得救的人中间或者是在灭亡的人中间都是基督馨香之气。
So for it doesn't matter if you're among those who has been saved or among those who are perishing, we always have the fragrance of Christ.
在得救的人中间，就是在教会的这个同龄之间。
Among those who are being saved means among the brethren in the church.
就是这些认识耶稣基督，而且领受真理，相信真理，得到救恩的同龄。
Those people who knew Lord Jesus, who have been saved by the Lord Jesus.
或灭亡的人，就是那些还不知道这位救主，不知道这个得救的道路，而且没有走在这个得救道路之上的人，就是世界的人。
So among those who are perishing, meaning the people that did not receive the word of God and did not want to follow the word of God, means the Gentiles.
好，在这边提醒我们说，我们不论是在教会的生活或在社会当中的生活，我们都要是基督馨香之气。
So it means that it doesn't matter if you're in the living the life of a church in the within church or in the society, we shall all have the fragrance of Christ.
也就是借着我们的行为，借着我们的爱心，让人认出我们是基督的门徒。
Through our deed and love, so people can understand that we are the disciples of Christ.
在教会，在社会当中有一个好的名声。
In the church or in the society, we will have a good name.
这个馨香之气就好像当时候的膏油，是要让人感觉到舒适。
So this fragrance of Christ, just like the precious ointment, so that people around us can feel comfortable.
会吸引别人来到你这边。
So the other can be attracted by us.
不是因为你比较有爱心，比较慷慨啊，人家来你都给他什么好的好处啊？
Not because you are generous by giving out a lot of things when people are around you.
他们来到你这边，从你的身上看到了基督的样式。
So actually people will see you as an image of Christ.
你说的话是造就人的好话。
So the words you speak are edifying.
你的爱心是真的关心到这个人他灵魂的生命。
So the love you have are truly caring for the souls of this person's life.
你的正直是圣经里面的正义的标准。
And the righteous you have is according to the standard of the Bible.
好，所以传道书里面说到名誉强如美好的膏油，就是说我们不要只是注重世上的这些装扮，更重要的是属灵的。或者是好行为这方面的加强。
So when the ecclesiastes mentioned about the good name better than the precious ointment is for us not to focus on the decoration of this world, but more on the spiritual side.
哦，这是有智慧的人会做的事情。
And this is a person with wisdom will do.
好，那他接下来说到人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
The second part mentioned, and the day of death, then the days of one's birth.
好，这个是在讲一个人跟自己比较啊。
And this is to for a person to compare with him or herself.
自己这个人，你生的日子还有死的日子，死的日子胜过生的日子。
And to compare with oneself, that the day of own death is better than the day of own birth.
我们来看这个要怎么来明白呢？
How do you understand this verse?
我们来看第八节哈。
Verse 8.
八节说到，事情的终局强如事情的起头，存心忍耐的胜过居心骄傲的。
The end of the thing is better than its beginning. The patient is in spirit is better than the proud in spirit.
好，所以说一个人生出来的时候和他死的时候，其实就是一个人的开始以及一个人在世上的结束。
So when we talk about the birth and the death of a person, it means that the beginning and ending of the person.
但是这个死却不是一个人的最后。
But however, the death is not the end of the life.
哦，这个死只是在世上啊结束而已。
The death is just merely the end of this world.
哦，这个生跟死在世上的开始跟结束，其实就是在走天国道路的开始以及达到终点。
And the birth and the death also means the beginning of the heavenly journey and the end of the heavenly journey.
哦，重点是在结束的时候。
But the important point is the end of the journey.
是在我们能够习了世上劳苦的时候。
So when we end our troubles of the world,
能够回到天父那边永享安乐的时候。
The time when we can eventually return to our Heavenly Father to enjoy the eternal joy.
那一个是我们所期待的。
And this is what we are longing for.
那一天比我们出生的那一天还要美好。
For that day is far better than the day when we were born.
我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
好，保罗就是这么的感觉的。
And this is how Paul felt.
好，提摩太后书的第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4,
第四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4,
六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand.
哦，现在保罗知道说他离世的时候快到了。
For Paul understood that it's the time for him to depart this world.
哈，他现在的年纪应该没有很老啊。
At that time, he was not in his old age yet.
哦，但是他知道他被关，然后后来要为主的福音而殉道的时间要到了。
However, he understood that it's time for him to be in prison and to be persecuted for the sake of the Lord.
这个是岌岌可见的事情啊。
And this is right in front of him that he.
好，今天我们很多人，我们在想说人生的结局，我们想常常都觉得说这是离我们很远的事情。
So oftentimes when we think of the end of our life, we always think it's still far away.
好，但是对保罗说，对保罗而言，他已经好像能够看到，已经知道。就要离开这个世界了。
However, for Paul, he has clearly seen that this is at hand.
哦，但是这个时候他不是以一个害怕的心情来面对。
However, at this stage, he did not face this death with fear.
我们来看他是怎么面对的。
Let's see how he faced this.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
为什么他不是一个害怕的心态？
Why did he not have a heart of fear?
来面对前面的死亡。
To face death.
因为他知道在他人生的时间里面，他有好好的用来服侍神。
Because he knew at the time of his life, he has used it to serve the Lord.
他在短暂的人生里面，他有把走跑在神的道路上面。
In his short life, he has run on the path of the Lord.
他没有浪费掉。
He did not go into waste.
第八节
，verse eight.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Verse 8, Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
所以对保罗来说，虽然他在世的路程要结束了，
So even though for Paul, he knew that this is the end of his life.
从别人来看就是要死了。
And according to others, he is about to die.
但是他不害怕。
However, he was not fear.
反而他知道有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
For he knew that is a crown of righteous remaining for him.
在他人生走到的最后面，他不是完了，不是虚空。
At the end of his life, it was not in vain, and he was not at the end.
我们看保罗的生命跟所罗门王的生命。有很大的差别啊。
If you compare the life of Solomon and life of Paul, they are drastically different.
好，所罗门王一生当中，他一直在享受。
So during the life of Solomon, King Solomon, he had all the enjoyments.
他一直在想说，我要怎么样才能够享受的更多？
So he kept on thinking how he can enjoy more.
而且他眼睛看到能够享受的，他没有留下一样不享受的。
And according to him, whatever he wanted to desire, he never lacked of anything.
但是他人生走到后面说，虚空的虚空啊，一切都是虚空啊。
However, at the end of his life, he said, "Vanity is vanity, and everything is in vain."
哦，但是保罗
，However, for Paul,
他一生当中劳碌奔波。
All his life, he has been suffering and running around.
为了主的福音，常常遇到很多的困难。
For the sake of the gospel of the Lord, he met many difficulties.
遇到很多的辛劳啊。
He met a lot of challenges.
饥饿。
Starving.
哦，被人打。
And he was beaten.
甚至遇到船难。
And even a shipwreck.
甚至常常在心里面担心教会的事情。
And in his heart, constantly worry about the church.
他一生以来实在是过得很苦。
So his life, he lived a very a bitter life.
但是到他要结束的时候
，However, at the end of the life,
他却是满心的一个喜乐。
He was full with joy.
因为他知道他结束在世界上结束的时候是回到天家的时候。
For he knew that when he ended this life, he will return to the heavenly home.
对他来说不是死了，而是睡了。
And this is not a death for him, but he's simply to fall asleep.
因为在这一个从他出生到他要离世的这一段时间，他有好好的为主而活。
For from the time he was born to the time of death, he has lived for the Lord.
每早的仗打过，当跑的路跑尽，所信的道守住了。
For he has fought a good fight and finished the race and kept the faith.
所以他离世的日子强过他出生的日子。
So the time of death is far better than the time of his birth.
他的尽头强过他的起头啊。
His ending is far better than his beginning.
最重要的是因为在这人生当中，这个过程当中，他有为主而活。
Because most importantly, he managed to live for the Lord when he was alive.
这样子他的结局才能够强过他的开始。
And that's how his ending was far better than the beginning.
好，我们看回来哈。
Let's turn back to the book of Ecclesiastes.
好，那时候那个是第一节哈。名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
Good name is better than precious ointment, and the date of the death is better than the day of the one's birth.
我们看第二节
，verse two
到第四节哈。
Verse two to verse four.
往遭伤的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Verse 2, better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to the heart.
第三节
Verse 3,
忧愁强如喜笑，因为面带愁容，终必使心喜乐。
Sorrow is better than laughter, for by a sad countenance the heart is made better.
第四节
Verse 4,
智慧人的心在遭丧之家，愚昧人的心在快乐之家。
The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
好，在第二节说到往遭殃的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人要将这些事情放在心上。
Verse 2 tells us better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart.
怎么样一个人能够有智慧的心？
How can a man gain wisdom?
也就是说知道现在该走什么样的道路。
Is to know how to walk on the right path.
有一个重要的地方就是要时常提醒自己人生的尽头。
And it's the most important thing is to remind us that we always think of the ending of the man.
也就是说，我们今天在活在世界上，朝着什么样子的目标而去
？So today, tells us what kind of goal we should pursue for.
一个人的死不是一个人的结局。
So the death of a man is not the ending of a man.
那只是这个身体的结束。
It is merely the end of the flesh.
土要归回尘土，从土来的。
As dust shall return to dust.
哦，但是人的灵魂却要接受审判。
However, the soul of man shall receive judgment.
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
哦，所以在这边看到每个人都有一死，这个一死呢，指的就是肉体归回尘土的这个死。
So it means that every man shall die once, and this death simply means to return to death.
但是这个死不是最后。
However, this is not the end.
所以他说死后，这个死了之后有什么审判。
So after death, there is judgment.
哇，这个审判是什么呢？
So what is the judgment?
启示录的二十章。
Let's turn to Book of Revelation chapter 20.
启示录第二十章。
Book of Revelation chapter 20.
好，圣经就是在这个地方，它非常的有价值。
And this is how the reason why the Bible is so valuable.
因为圣经告诉我们人说我们是从哪里来的？
Because the Bible tells us where we come from.
就是神造的。
And we are made by God.
只有造神，造我们的神才能够告诉我们。
So only God can tell us where we came from.
哦，因为他造我们嘛。
For he had created us.
我们人不是人造的，是神造的。
We are not created by man, but by God.
圣经告诉我们在世上要过什么样子的生活。
The Bible tells us what kind of life we should live.
那圣经告诉我们，我们人死后会发生什么事情
？And the Bible tells us, what is happening after death.
好，没有人能够告诉我们。
Nobody else can do so.
好，但是圣经能够告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly.
死后有审判。
After death, there is judgment.
好，对，我们来看第启示录的二十章哈。
Let's turn to Book of Revelation, chapter 20.
好，这个是神让约翰看到的异象，关于幕后的异象。
And this is the vision that's
revelation, okay?
Yeah, a revelation that God allowed John to see.
我们看第十一节到第十五节。
From verse 11 to verse 15.
十一节。
Verse 11.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。十二。
Verse 12.
我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。十三。
13.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。十四。
14.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。十五。
15.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。阿们。哦，在这边讲到了末后的审判。
And here mentioned the judgment of end day.
也就是按照生命册。
According to the book of life.
如果一个人的名字没有被记载在这个生命册上面，
If a man's name was not written on this book of life,
他就被扔在火湖里。
He will be thrown to the lake of death.
这火湖就是第二次的死。
And this is the second death.
所以说，当传道书在提醒我们要思考人生的结局。
So when the book of Ecclesiastes reminded us to think of the end of life,
不是只是在思考这个肉体归回尘土的结局。
And this is not to think of the day when our body returns to the dust.
因为这个是必定的。
Because this is something we have to face.
好，这个是众人都会面对的。
And this is a common ending for all men.
但是去思考，既然我们今天神借着圣经启示了我们。
However, it's for us to meditate since we have revealed by the Bible.
告诉我们人生的结局只有两样。
And tells us there's only two endings for the man.
就是我们的名字有没有在生命册里面。
And it's whether or not our name is recorded in the book of life.
如果在生命册里面，
If it was recorded,
那我们就能够回到神那边去。
And then we can return to the Heavenly Father.
如果我们的名字没有记载在生命册里面，
However, if our name was not recorded,
这样子我们的结局就会跑到，就会被扔在火湖里面。
Then we will be thrown into the lake of fire.
什么是有智慧的心呢？
And what is the heart, wise heart?
啊，就是要时常想起知道而且省察自己。
It says people that can meditate and to remind oneself and also to examine constantly.
提醒自己说人生，我的人生有两个结局。
To constantly remind ourselves there are two endings for man.
我现在在走在哪一条路上？
So which one am I walking on?
我是否有跟随主的灵，圣灵的带领，走在得胜的路上？
So did we really follow the guidance of Holy Spirit and walk on the path of the Lord?
使基督，耶稣基督的香气在我的生命当中彰显出来。
So the fragrance of Christ can be manifested by us.
使教会的人，使社会上的人，因我的行为，因我的好行为，因我的爱心，因我温柔的言语而认识神呢？
So either from the people of the society or people of the church, can they really see my love and my good kind language?
好，今天神赐圣灵来帮助我们。
So today, God gave His Holy Spirit to help us.
不是控制我们。
Not to control us.
所以圣灵他愿意为我们祷告。
So the Holy Spirit was willing to pray for us.
愿意带领我们。
To guide us.
重点是我们有没有愿意谦卑而领受他的带领。
So are we willing to humbly receive his guidance?
每次来到安息日的时候。
So every time come to Sabbath.
其实都是一个来到神面前静下心的时候。
It's always the time to come and rest in front of him.
来思考神的话语。
So that we can meditate His word.
用神的话语照照我们自己。
So that we can reflect ourselves with the word.
在过去的一个礼拜当中。
For the past week.
我们是否有朝着神这个方向来前进？
Have you walked towards the direction of God?
过去的一个礼拜当中，我所花的时间。
For the past week, the time I spent.
我不能够，能不能够说一个礼拜的结束比一个礼拜的开始还要更加的好？
Can we say that the end of the week was better than the beginning of this week?
因为我这一个礼拜，我为主做了什么？
And because this week I have done so much for the Lord.
还是说我这个礼拜，哎呀，你看我赚了多少钱，多少钱，股票又升了。
Or indeed, to look at the how much money we made this week, and then how our stocks are doing this week.
我们要每个礼拜要来思考。
So every week we shall meditate.
也是用神的话互相的提醒。
To remind ourselves with the word of God.
那重点在往前看的时候。
So when we look forward.
我们不要只看到前面的一点点。
Not to only look just in front of us. Only in front of us.
而是要常常记得，而且放在心上众人的结局，我自己的结局在哪里。
But always remind ourselves the ending of all men or ending of ourselves.
当我们自己对最后面的那个结局有清楚的概念、认识，以及期待主再临的时候。
So when we know ourselves clearly, when we hope for the coming of the Lord.
这样子，我们走的道路，现在的道路就会朝着那个方向去。
Then we will walk towards. The direction of the Lord
就是正确的道路
The righteous way
我们来唱赞美诗
Sing him
419首
419
channel of blessing today. Make me one channel of blessing, I pray. My life processing, my service blessing. Make me one channel of blessing today. Is your life a channel of blessing? Are you burdened for those who are lost? Have you worked upon those who are straying? The Savior who died on the cross. Make me one channel of blessing today. Make me one channel of blessing, I pray. My life processing, my service blessing.
Make me a
channel of blessing today. Is your life a channel of blessing? Is it daily telling for Him? Have you spoken the word of salvation to those who are dying in sin? Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray.
My life processing, my service blessing.
Make me a channel of blessing today. We cannot be channels of blessing if our lives are not free from known sin. We will bear adversity and hatred to those we are trying to win. Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today.
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
祷告中，我们特别为我们知道身体欠安， 灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹们代祷。
So when you pray, we pray for those who are weak in spirit and in physical body.
我们现在也进入安息日了， 那我们也为安息圣日的聚会， 和祈求神带领我们， 我们在这一天当中都能够保守我们的心。
So now we enter the Holy Sabbath. May God preserve our heart for the whole day.
晚上回家后， 也能够早早的 休息， 明天能够早一点来参加早上的祷告会。
So that we can go home and rest early and prepare for tomorrow's morning prayer.
好，我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's all kneel down, pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。